With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration's drive to detain and deport illegal aliens will soon kick into high gear in multiple cities, so says Homeland Security Secretary Noem. Chicago is mentioned prominently, but Democrat leaders object, threatening to fight the administration at every turn. The administration had been hoping to send a group of unaccompanied migrant children back home to Guatemala to be reunited with their parents or guardians, but a federal judge stepped in, blocking the kids' departure for at least 2 weeks. A groundbreaking new documentary called Truth Rising offers a Christ-centered path forward for people troubled about their out-of-control culture. Produced by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, the film tackles issues which can often divide our country. But Focus President Jim Daly says Truth Rising also offers hope for the future. He spoke with Tom Tratip of SRN News.
And our generation is called to make sure people understand what is true. Here's the bottom line, Tom. It's so fun. God's truth is not going to be covered for long. It just keeps rising. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it in the culture today. You can try to say, I don't know what a woman is, but you know what? We do. And it's going to keep on rising along with all the other examples of definitions in this culture. You could try to change what God has designed. I would only say good luck with that.
Jim Daly adds, A Truth Rising, which is releasing this Friday, will be streamed free. Anyone wanting access to the documentary can go to truthrising.com. It happened in a flash. Numerous villages in eastern Afghanistan wiped from the map by a devastating magnitude 6 earthquake. The death toll, already more than 800, is expected to rise, and more than 2,500 people injured. No trading today on Wall Street. The market's closed for Labor Day. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she will not seek re-election, creating an open race for a seat on the court already controlled 4-3 by liberals. Justice Rebecca Bradley's decision not to run for a second full term comes after conservative candidates for the highest court in the battleground state have lost each of the past two elections. Several high-profile issues could make their way to the Wisconsin bench in the coming months. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X that U.S. aid is essentially being shuttered and congratulated White House Budget Director Russ Vought for managing the process.
Rubio said in the post, quote, USAID is officially in closeout mode. Russ is now at the helm to oversee the closeout of an agency that long ago went off the rails. The 1974 Impoundment Control Act gives the president the authority to propose canceling funds approved by Congress. Congress can, within 45 days, vote on pulling back the funds or sustaining them. But by proposing the rescission so close to September 30th, the White House argues that the money won't be spent and the funding lapses. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York City mayor and presidential advisor Rudy Giuliani hospitalized, recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following a weekend car crash in New Hampshire. State police say an SUV driven by a Giuliani aide was struck from behind by another vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman. Happened Saturday evening. More details, SRNNews.com.